You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The State of Care report released last week shed light on the experience of youth in the justice system. The use of youth justice facilities to keep children on remand was on the rise and a focus of the criticism from many groups. I spoke with Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft about the report, first asking him to explain what a youth justice facility actually is and why the practice of remanding youth to them is not ideal.
Yeah, there are four of them, just so you know. They're in South Auckland, Rotorua, Palmerston North and Christchurch. They're about 140 beds in total, between 20 to 40 in each. They got surrounded by 5 metre high perimeter wires, secure, double door lock entry, with cell-like accommodation for sleeping, but with skills, programs available. They're institutionalised, but they're not adult prisons, but neither are they not youth detention centres. I think that institutionalised approach where we aggregate young offenders together, sometimes it needs to happen and some are sentenced need to be there, but we put far too many young people there on remand waiting for their case to finish than we need to. They weren't built for that purpose. They were built for those who were sentenced. And it all goes back to decisions in the early 2000s where we mothballed or closed down or just sold off the community homes that we had, which meant the default position was bang every young person charged who needs some form of secure oversight into those four detention centres.
So
now that's unnecessary, and we could do much better with most of them.
And what were these community homes, and do they still exist to some extent?
Yeah, they were homes on the outside that looked like yours or mine, scattered around New Zealand in suburbs, usually with specialist staff, with trained house parents, with internal cameras. Young people weren't free to come or go, but they weren't people who would run, and they were well supervised 24/7. And the one-on-two or one-on-three or maximum one-on-four approach with specialised staff was significantly better than a larger scale institution. And all the research, Lachlan, is just so absolutely clear. Community works best. Low-key works best. That's not to say that this side of heaven we won't need those detention centres for some young people on remand, for their own safety often. But we put far too many in there than we need to.
Is this sort of a matter of cost? Is it cheaper to put them in these facilities than to put funding into community-based approaches?
I'll be honest, probably yes. I mean, there's an economy of scale and segregating from the community these young people and aggregating them together. But it's actually fool's gold. It's short-term cost, or short-term cost saving, long-term cost incurring. So we know that the best chances for rehabilitation are to get in early and earlier with a different approach. And that's what really we're calling for. And it starts right even before the charges have been proved. We can do it much better. Now, not everyone can be bailed back to their own home, but this sort of intermediate step between the secure residences and home, we're calling for these community group, family-like homes, well-supervised, and they are much more effective. All the evidence is clear on that.
What kind of effect does it have on youth when they are kept in these secure youth justice facilities?
Well, it's all the things that come with relatively large scale institutionalisation, with a group together of some of our most challenged young people. I think there's a danger that they're affected by each other and they egg each other on in the wrong way. In fact, one of the boys we talked to said, "We just talk about crime, 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 man. That's what we talk about." I mean, I've been there. They do great work with education. They work really hard. But the context of a bigger group makes that work difficult. And I don't think we're setting young people up to learn about mature, independent living when it's a regimented, institutionalised approach. And I've seen some of the family group homes I'm talking about, quite different. And with skilled house parents, and where, see, most of these boys have gone through enormous trauma. They sit down around the fire at night and begin to talk and build relationships, and you see lights going on. You see behaviour changing.
How long do they usually spend in a facility like this while they're sort of, I mean, have they just been charged with something, or are they waiting to be sentenced? How does it work?
Usually charged and waiting for the case to be heard and concluded. And it could be anywhere sort of from 1 week to 6 months or more. Most times there are waits that are longer than we'd want, but the justice system works hard to move them through quickly. It's not ideal, and any time in there is too long, really. And to introduce 14, 15, and 16-year-olds to secure facilities, they ought to be the last resort. I mean, we should be reserving that for the absolute most serious offending proved that we can with high-level specialist rehabilitation services. Makes it really hard to do that job, because that's what these four detention centres were designed for, and mix in the remand young people who are cycling in and out over the months. It's not a good combination.
And I guess just finally, and what would be the ideal? Are we seeing anything sort of in other countries that we could model a system on, or do we know what works and we're just not implementing it?
Well, we know what works and we now are implementing it. To be frank, the old Child Youth and Services, no point being churlish, dropped the ball on this. The new Oranga Tamariki are committed to doing it differently. In fact, in the youth justice space, I think they're ahead of the game in care and protection. They've already opened up and commissioned community-based houses. I've seen one in Rotorua, it works well. They've also just started an initiative with Ngāpuhi Social Services, our biggest iwi in Northland, where there's good resources being provided to Ngāpuhi, and there's one-on-one supervised home care being provided on remand, rather than move those young people down to South Auckland or Rotorua. So the answer, in short, is we know what works. We haven't been doing it. We are now. Oranga Tamariki commissioned this report from us. They mean business. We want to support them in it. And we want to continue what they've begun and encourage them to do it. It's the right way, and it's better for New Zealand.
So you have hope for the future? Things get better?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a step in the right direction. I applaud what Oranga Tamariki have started to do. Our job is to make sure that it continues nationwide, and all power to them in that work.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.